Hey, we're going to read the English scripture first, and Pastor Livingstone will read the Taiwanese later. So let's turn to John chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. John chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. 16, we're ready. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in his name shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's Son and only Son. Second scripture is from 1 John chapter 4. Verses 7 through 10. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we love God, but he loved us first and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Heavenly Father, we need to listen to your words. Help your servant to speak your words. That all the brothers and sisters may hear your words behind the human's words. In the name of Father, we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Christmas is a time, is a season for giving presents. So all the stores, they have very good business. So throughout the year, the business is not great, but only during Christmas, the business is great. These days, everybody is so busy. What are they doing? Because they are buying presents. People think, wow, what should I get for presents for some people? It's not easy to buy presents for people. The other day, I read a story about buying presents for your wife. And it says, things you need to watch out for when you're buying presents for your wife. Do not buy home appliance. Because you say, that's so unromantic. And don't buy clothing for your wife. 7,000 to 6,990 times, because if you buy her clothing 7,000 times, for out of 7,999 times, you'll buy the wrong kind of clothing for her. If you buy size 16 for her, she'll complain, I'm not that big. If you buy size 8 for her, she'll say, I haven't worn a size 8 for 20 years.
你唔通买迄个在减肥还是健身房的迄个 membership 去。
And this report says do not buy any weight reduction or any exercising program for her.
你就是该买6个月给伊免钱哦，伊也袂欣赏，伊讲我咁遐肥。
If you buy a 6-month membership for her in a exercise program, she'll say, she'll complain, am I that fat?
你唔通买珠宝和 jewelry.
Don't buy jewelry for her.
因为你太太所买的珠宝你买不起。
Because the jewelry she wants, you cannot afford.
啊，你若买得起的珠宝，你的太太无要得啊。
And the jewelry you can afford, your wife doesn't want.
伊讲你千万唔通买内衫好个。
And don't buy don't buy underwear for her.
因为你头壳想伊要穿的，甲伊真实要穿的无相款。
Because what you think that she likes and what she actually likes.Are not the same.
唔通开收侪钱买礼物。
Don't spend too much money to buy a present for her.
因为伊会讲啊，咱要破产咯，咱还哪有钱啊
？Because you'll say, "Well, we're gonna go broke because you spend so much money."
啊，假使你若买上少钱吼，伊讲我今就赚两仙。
But if you spend too little money on the present, she'll say, "Am I worth so little?"
上帝知影要送什么礼物。
But God knows what present to give.
啊，伊知影咱欠用什么礼物。
And he knows what we need.
啊，伊的礼物是第好的礼物。
And his present is a perfect gift.
并且是完美的礼物。
It's a perfect gift.
四个原因。
There are four reasons for.
上帝在圣诞的时阵送咱伊的子耶稣基督。
God gave us his son Jesus Christ on Christmas.
头一个原因。
The first reason.
这是一个完美的礼物。
Because it is a perfect present.
因为是对疼心出来。
Because it's given out of his love for us.
咱送什么礼物真重要。
It's important that we give, what kind of present that we give.
为什么送礼物更加重要。
And the reason about the motivation for giving this present is even more important.
有时候咱送礼物的动机真普通。
Sometimes the motivation for giving a present is kind of ordinary.
因为咱在大扫除，啊，所以出来伤侪物件给送上出去。
Because sometimes we are clearing our house, so we give the present stuff to other people as present.
啊，有时阵因为咱真享受，啊，别人真可能带。
Sometimes we have a lot, but other people don't have much.
啊，所以要让咱的良心平安哦，咱送淡薄物件。
So out of our conscience, we give some people some stuff to other people.
第一个上的礼物啊。
But the best present,
听
is love.
因为你听一个人
，because you love this person.
当你听一个人的时阵，你不得已就送礼物啊。
Because you, when you love this person, you'll give this person a present.
啊，当时咱送礼物，无一定是出自疼心。
But sometimes when you give a present, it is not out of love.
上帝送咱礼物的时阵。
When God gave us a present,
伊送咱伊的子耶稣基督。
He gave us His Son Jesus Christ.
为什么伊送咱伊的子耶稣基督
？Why does He give us His Son Jesus Christ?
约翰三章十六节。
John chapter 3 verse 16 says,
上帝疼世间人。
Says, for God so loved the world,
甚至将伊的独生子献出予咱。
That He gave His Son and only Son.
约翰一书。
First John
四章九节甲十节。
Chapter 4, verses 9 and 10.
伊讲上帝将伊的子、差伊的子来到我这世间。
Says God sent His one and only Son into the world.
予咱因为伊来得着活。
That we might live through Him.
伊讲上帝听直接就显明了。
And this is how God showed His love for us.
伊讲唔是咱要请上帝啊。
It is not that we love God.
是上帝听咱。
But God loves us.
并且差伊的子来这世间，为着咱的罪做迄个挽回的祭。
He sent His one and only Son into the world to atone for our sins.
上帝听，直接就显明了。
And this is how God showed His love to us.
这是为什么上帝听，是伊的动机。
And this is how God showed His love as a motivation.
啊，这是好这礼物啊，变成做这完美的礼物啊。
And therefore His present is a perfect present.
第二个原因。
Number two reason.
这是这个完美的礼物啊。
This is a perfect present.
因为送礼物带着牺牲的精神。
Because this present contains sacrifice.
什么叫做牺牲呢
？What is sacrifice？
这个大家人的经验无相关。
So everybody has different situation.
当一个人买100块的礼物的时阵
When a person buys a present that costs $100, perhaps he's wealthy, he has a lot of money. But then this present is not a sacrifice. But to a poor person, if he spends $100 for a present, it's a big sacrifice for this person. Because he doesn't have a lot of money. So when he gives his present, so he sacrificed himself. He doesn't just enjoy what he doesn't get to enjoy his own money. When Jesus saw this widow who gave offering in the temple, and he prays this woman. This woman only offered 2 mites. Not $200, or $2,000, not $20,000. But there are many other people who offer a lot of money.
But Jesus
praised this widow, said that she gave all her life's saving. When I was studying, I was interning as a Sunday school teacher in the Presbyterian Church in New York. Just before Christmas. The many church, they want to remember the poor. So the school teacher tell the students, he told the students, I want you to bring a present to the church. Everybody brings one present to the church. And this is a toy. Because you guys have many toys, but other kids don't have a lot of toys. This toy has to be one of your favorite toys. And one more just is a toy that you love. So the day when the time comes when everybody came to bring the toys to church. So the students lined up. And everybody has a present in their hands. So they brought the church up, the presents up. Some students, they were kind of hesitating to put the present down. And some put the presents down. And after they put the present down, they walk away. But while they walk away, they still turn around and look at the present. Because it's the present that they really wanted. They loved. It's their toy that they love. They didn't really want to give it up, but because they're willing to sacrifice it for others. And this is the
Henry reason.
Old Henry wrote a story about Christmas. And the title is called The Present from a Wise Person. The story is about a couple. They were not married long. And they love one another, each other very much. And they're very poor. And when it's Christmas time, they were to give present to each other. So the wife, her name is Della, she wondered, what should I give my husband, Jim, for present? So she counted her savings. She has only $1.87. So what can you buy with $1.87? So she looked her in the mirror. She saw her hair. She has long and beautiful hair. And shiny. Her husband usually praise how beautiful her hair is. And everybody else says how beautiful her hair was too. So she said, yes, I'm going to sell my hair. And and use the money to buy my husband a present.
啊，但是我要送我丈夫什么礼物呢？
But what should I give him?
伊讲我的丈夫有一个金表啊。
Oh, my husband has a gold watch.
啊，这个表啊是伊老爸老爸给伊，就是伊安公给伊。
It's an heirloom that's passed on from his grandfather.
这是家传的宝贝。
An heirloom piece.
啊，伊讲我要买一个链。来配这个金的表啊，送给我的丈夫。
So I'm going to buy him a watch to go with his pocket watch. Go with his pocket watch.
啊 ，Della 去找个从街头门人将伊头毛卖去。
So Della went to a wig maker and sold them her hair.
卖几十块
？She sold her hair for $20.
加上伊的一块87 cents， 又搁提一块21块，买一条白金的链啊。
So with the $1 from her savings, she bought a silver chain for $21.
啊，迄样啊，伊要听候伊丈夫到来，迄是 Christmas Eve， 圣诞的前夕。
So that was Christmas Eve, and she waited for her husband to come home to give him his
present. 要近七点的时阵，听到迄个开门的声。
So about seven o'clock, she heard the door open.
听到迄个爬楼梯的声。
And she heard her husband's footsteps coming upstairs.
心肝扑扑清啊。
And her heart was pounding.
因为伊要送伊丈夫一项真重要的礼物。
Because she was going to give her husband a very important present.
开门，丈夫进来。
So the husband opened the door and entered.
看到蕾拉无头毛啊。
And she saw Della, her short hair.
丈夫错一个。
And he was shocked.
为什么丈夫错一个呢？
Why was he shocked?
因为丈夫啊，在想讲，我要买给 Della 什么礼物
？Because husband was wondering, what should I give my wife Della for a present？
啊，伊啊，无什么钱啊。
Jim didn't have much money either。
伊讲我伊的宝贝就是我迄个表啊。
My only precious thing is my pocket watch。
啊，伊讲我的太太头毛真长真水。
And she thought to himself, my wife's hair is so long and beautiful。
即使我若买一对锣来创迄个头毛哦，更加水。
So if I bought her a pair of comb, hair,
combs. Yes.
Yeah, it would be, to go with her hair, it would be very nice.
那个头毛啊，是乌骨壳去做。
And these, combs were made of tortoise shells, black tortoise shells.
并且那个螺的顶面啊，搁有一挂那个珠宝镶在那个所在。
And it's studded with gems.
伊买伊的表啊，来买一个。对茶水和伊的太太。
So he sold his pocket watch to buy this pair of combs for his wife.
到两个人要交换礼物的时阵呢
？So when it's time to exchange the gifts,
两个人拢总送一项对方无欠用的礼物。
They give each other something that the other person doesn't need anymore.
两人抱咧哭。
So they hugged each other and cried.
啊，这个 Old Henry 伊讲，我讲这个故事啊，是讲。低价真聪明的人送礼物啊。
So O. Henry wrote that I tell this story. It's about how wise people give presents.
总是这两人真戆啊。
But these two are very foolish.
要送礼物以前也无先交换意见。
They didn't ask each other what they like before they buy the presents.
啊，拢总送对方一项对方无欠用的礼物啊。
And they bought something else, something the other person doesn't need.
啊，总是其实这两人真聪明。
But in reality, these two people were very smart.
送礼物人就亲像伊这款的聪明。
People who give present need to be like these people.
因为送礼物时阵有牺牲。
Because when they bought the presents, they give the present, they gave the present of sacrifice.
和伊变做聪明。
So this sacrifice what made them smart or wise.
你想上帝送咱礼物时阵有牺牲？
You think when God gave us His present, did He sacrifice?
为什么圣经讲上帝将伊的独生的听见心如何来
？Why did the Bible say that God gave us His one and only Son, beloved Son? He had only one Son.
伊唔甘。
He cherished His Son.
真宝贝。
It's precious to Him.
等于将这个囝给咱的时阵
，But when he gave us his only son，
是将一切所有的给咱了。
He gave us his everything，
将家己也给咱了。
He gave us himself，
这个里面带着牺牲。
So this present is of sacrifice。
啊，为着安尼，这个礼物真宝贝。
And therefore, this present is very precious。
我想到阿伯拉罕的故事。
When I think of the story about Abraham,
你会记上帝要试验阿伯拉罕。
Do you guys remember how God wanted to test Abraham?
阿伯拉罕等真久，才生一个囝出来，名叫做以撒。
Abraham waited a long time to have a son. His name was Isaac.
啊，上帝讲，你将这个囝给我。
But God told Abraham, "Offer your son Isaac to me."
将这个
囝献祭。Offer him to me.
阿伯拉罕真乖，真听话。
And as Abraham was obedient,
将这个囝带去山顶要献祭。
So he took Isaac up to a mountain to offer him.
啊，将这个囝摆在祭坛的顶面。
When he put him on top of an altar that he built,
啊，要将这个囝抬死。
And he was going to kill him and sacrifice him.
忽然间，天顶有声音讲：“你唔通啊！”
But suddenly, this voice from heaven says, "Stop, Abraham, stop."
上帝讲：“我知影你听我了。”
God told him, "I know you love me."
连你独生的听见，你就甘愿好我。
You're even willing to give me your one and only son.
啊，上帝无要害伊罪。
So God stopped him from sacrificing Isaac.
上帝唔甘阿伯拉罕罪，伊家己罪，你知啊？伊家己罪。
Even though God didn't want Abraham to sacrifice his only son, but God's willing to sacrifice his one and only son.
伊独生的听见，荷兰。
He gave us his one and only son.
这个是牺牲。
And this is sacrifice.
第三项。
Reason number three.
这礼物是完美的礼物。
This is a perfect present.
因为考虑对方的需要。
Because God thought about the needs of the others, of the recipient.
这不是很容易，你知道吗？
It's not an easy thing to do.
送礼物不是一个想我家己的时阵。
When you give present, it's not time to think of yourself.
送礼物是你想别人的时
阵。It's time to think about the others.
我不是讲我爱送什么。
It is not that what I want to give.
我是问讲对方欠用什么。
I want to know what the other person need.
对方欢喜什么。
What does the other person like?
啊，这不是真容易的代志。
And that's not an easy thing to figure out.
因为有时阵对方唔甲咱讲。
Because sometimes the other person doesn't tell us.
啊，咱对方的人脉也无清楚啊。
And we don't know the other person very well.
啊，所以时阵咱送礼物就真心意啊。
So sometimes we give presents out of sincerity.
但是咱送唔到礼物。
But we give the wrong presents.
我读到一个香港的牧师，女牧师去台湾去佚佗。
I read a story about a pastor from Hong Kong. He went to Taiwan.
伊要探一个亲戚，伫台湾从来唔捌见面的。
And he wants to visit a relative in Taiwan who he's never met before.
伊讲我若去，我袂做你空手去。
And he thought to himself, I cannot go empty-handed to see this relative. I'm going to bring him a present.
伊到个台湾才开始买礼物。
So he went to Taiwan and started looking for a present.
找到一间店。
And he went to a store.
在卖，我袂晓讲，阮叫做朱古力糖 ，chocolate。
Chocolate？
啊，哦，你叫做什么？朱古力糖。
Oh, chocolate， 就是 chocolate， 巧克力 ，yeah， 巧克力。Oh, he wanted a store that's chocolate store selling chocolate.
是第一贵耶。
Oh, it's a very expensive chocolate.
是对美国入口的朱古力糖。
And the chocolate was imported from the United States.
伊讲伊的现金迄阵伫香港哦，啊，佫是做牧师哦。伊讲四分之伊的现金啊去买迄个朱古力糖。
He spent one fourth of his salary just to buy this chocolate.
啊，将迄个礼物送予这个亲人。
So he gave this chocolate to his relative as a present.
亲人给收起。
And the relative received the chocolate, accepted the chocolate, the present, and said thank you. But the pastor didn't saw this, his relative wasn't very impressed. As though that he gave the wrong kind of present. And then later on he found out. The relative had diabetes.
上帝和无啉茶的人
，You may give tea to someone who doesn't like to drink tea，
也是相款。
It's the same thing。
上帝袂安尼
，But God doesn't make this kind of mistake。
上帝知影咱欠什么
？God knows what we need。
欠债你有讲，欠债你无讲。
Perhaps you tell God or you say what you like or perhaps you haven't said so。
上帝知影真清楚。
But God knows very well what you need.
上帝知影你的名。
God knows your name.
上帝知影你的软弱。
God knows your weakness.
上帝知影你心内感觉。
God knows what you're thinking, what, how you're feeling.
啊，上帝知影你有钱，总是你心内无快乐。
God knows that you may have money, but you're not happy inside.
上帝知影你真有地位，真有权力，总是你心内无平安。
God knows you have fame and status, but you, there's no peace inside of you.
上帝知影你对人生真悲观。
Perhaps God knows that you are very pessimistic about life.
上帝知道你的人生没什么意义啊。
God knows that you think there's no meaning in your life.
啊，上帝讲要送你一项礼物。
So God says, I want to give you a present.
啊，这是上帝为什么送咱主耶稣耶独生子的原因。
And this is the reason why God gave us His Son, Jesus Christ.
啊，伊来这个世间。
He came into this world.
为着咱来活。
He lived for us.
为着咱就是一个死。
And he died for the, on the cross for us.
为着咱过啊。
And he was resurrected because for us.
并且一日要对迄个所在搁再来。
And then one day he will come again.
啊，好咱的罪这就赦免。
So that our sins may be forgiven.
好咱心内有平安。
So that may we have peace.
好咱心内有喜乐。
That we may have joy.
好咱的人生有意义。
That we have meaning in our life.
好咱的人生有盼望啊。
So that we have hope in our life.
啊，这是这里面，所以是完美的原因。
And this is the best reason, perfect, and this is a perfect gift.
最后，这个原因为什么这里面
？The last reason why this present is a perfect gift.
无求回报。
God did not ask for to anything back in return.
有时阵，人生的里面有条件哦。
Sometimes people give us present on, with conditions, with strings attached.
我给你这个，啊，以后你就给我。
I'll give you this, and, but later on you need to give me something.
为什么要送高官红包？
Well, perhaps you, why, sometimes we give red packets to officials.
直接，我若有什么问题哦。啊、你就帮助我
because you expect that someday when I run into problem, you expect this official to help you out.
啊、你就给我一些管理是别人所无的。
And you give me some privilege that other people don't have.
甚至有的国家在帮助别个国家当中是有条件。
It's the same reason that some nations help other nations. There are strings attached.
我这些物件，这些机器给你。
I give you some material, some resources.
我这些飞机给你。
I give you airplanes.
我这车给你
I give you cars.
啊，你这人啊，飞机派车派再给我买物件，买物件。
And then, when these things break down, you can buy parts from me.
这阵给你，后摆我再对你赚钱。
So I give you something, but later on I make money off you.
第伟大送礼物是讲无条件。
But the best perfect present is expecting nothing in return.
我给你。
I give you freely.
我不需要你什么东西。
I don't need anything in return.
我给你，因为我疼你。
I give you because I love you.
我给你，因为我爱要你成功。
I give you because I want you to be successful.
这个是上帝送礼物的态度。
And this is the attitude that God gives us a gift for.
上帝不欠命咱什么东西。
God doesn't need anything from us.
咱不会当给上帝什么东西。
We cannot give anything to God.
即使咱若无上帝什么东西，上帝相关遐尼啊伟大。
Even God is the same great God, even if we don't give Him anything.
上帝相关的荣耀
He just is glorious.
啊、上帝说我要白白给你
And God said, I'll give you freely this present.
啊、咱不能做什么
We cannot do anything. We cannot give anything in return.
有啦有一项东西我们会做
Well, perhaps one thing.If someone gives you a present, if you know this person is giving you this present out of love, and you know, if you know that this person is giving you a present out of sacrifice, if you know that this person thought a long time carefully about giving you this present.
你也感觉这个人无想要对你得到什么条件交换。
And if you know this person giving you this, if you know this person giving you this present without any string attached.
啊，这个人站在你的面前要送你这个礼物。
And this person is standing in front of you, ready to hand you this present.
你想你会甲讲唔会
？Would you refuse him?
我想你就算唔敢讲。
I don't think you'll refuse him.
你若讲唔， 是无恭敬、无礼数、却之不恭，就是这个意思。
You perhaps you are very you if you refuse him, you're impolite.
但是上帝不是送咱一项物件。
But does God does not give us something
for a present?
He gave us a person.
这人是主耶稣。
And this person is Jesus Christ.
所以咱不是就接受一个礼物。
So we're not just accepting something for a present.
当然是接待这个人。
We're accepting a person.
当你信主的时阵啊
when you believe in Jesus in the Lord,
你不是就接受一挂命令、一挂诫命
，you're not just receiving a command.
你不是就加入这个教会啊？你那呢
？It's not just entering an organization.
你是接受一个人
，you're receiving a person.
伊的名。是耶稣基督。
And this person's name is Jesus Christ.
接待跟接受什么不一样？
What's the difference between receive and
接待跟接受？
And just accepting, receiving and accepting.
接受我哪去领导？
If I go to your home,
我起静啊，是给你开门。
And I knock on the door or ring the bell.
啊，你知影我伫遐。
Oh, you know I'm outside standing there.
啊，你要接待我。
Would you?Accept but receive me.
你得创什么
？What do you do?
真好啊，踮外面听好。
Would you let me stand outside and wait?
哎，外面风真大。
Well, it's cold outside. The wind is blowing.
外面
真寒。It's cold.
外面落雨。
And it's raining outside.
啊，你知影？啊，总是当作唔知影。
But you know that, but you pretend that you do not know, and you let me stand outside. And that's not called receiving.
什么是接待
？So what is receiving reception?
开门。
You open the door.
请进来。
Ask me to come in.
请坐。
Please have a seat.
饮茶。
Have some tea.
吃饼。
Have some cookies.
无你下昏踮遮困哦。
Please stay overnight.
啊，这个厝就是你的厝。
And make yourself at home.
啊，你感觉你亲像主人相款。
Yeah, feel like your home. Make it feel like.
这个是接待主耶稣的意思。
And this is what it means to receive Jesus.
啊，这也是圣诞。你所会当做第重要的事。
And this is the most important thing you can do on Christmas.
开你的心
，open up your heart，
将你的人生刻在主耶稣的脚前。
Lay your life before the feet of Jesus.
主啊，你是我的主，我的救主。
You say to the Lord, Lord, you are my Savior.
我要跟随你。
I will follow you.
我要听你的话。
I will listen to you.
我要听你。
I will obey you and I will love you. I will serve you.
忙。这是你的态度。
We hope this is your attitude.
阿头上个。
Let us bow our head and pray.
Thank you for your gift, dear Lord.
主，我感谢你的礼物。
It's a perfect gift.
因为这是上好的礼物，上完美的礼物。
Because it involves your Son, Jesus Christ.
因为是你的这礼物是你的囝耶稣基督。
Some people may be praying this prayer.
有的人可能已经在。
Come in, Lord Jesus.
耶稣，请你入来。
Be my Lord, my Savior.
做我的主，甲做我的救主。
Answer that prayer.
求你回答我的祈祷，回答我的祈祷。
Forgive this person's sins.
来赦免这人的罪。
Give this person a new start in life.
我这人对人生有一个新的开始。
And for those of us who have acknowledged you as our Lord and Savior.
对，我们已经接纳你做我们的救主诶。
Help us to honor you，
帮助我们，我们当荣耀你
；to obey you，
来顺从你
；to serve you，
来服侍你
；and to love you，
来听你。
In Christ's name we pray。
我祈祷，靠耶稣的名，我祈祷。
Amen。
Amen。
Let's stand.